Kanohi Journal, leading Bionicle e-magazine. Check it out and then, you know, listen to more of our episodes, please, after you listen to this one. And check out Kanohi Journal, because, you know, love us!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How's life and such?
Wow, must be, you could be a little bit more exciting with that countdown.
Yeah, I know.
You're just like, five, four...
I'm about to launch nukes and destroy the world.
Oh my god, nukes!
Oh well.
Nukes!
Nukes! Run to the bomb shelters! Oh no, they just got nuked. Never mind.
Oh, well, that's why they're bomb shelters.
Well, that's no good. So, how's
everyone? There's some really bad bomb shelters.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bomb shelters are built to shelter bombs, not the other way around.
Good idea.
Oh, well.
Oh my gosh, it all makes sense to me now.
I know, right?
I know the answer to life. Life itself and the world and all around and that kind of... Oh, I can't say that.
Wow!
Good go.
Alright.
Oh, man.
So anyway.
Okay. Everybody.
Who are we?
Well, I'm missing act.
Oh, wait, I'm Bar.
Yeah, I'm LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Brickings.
And this is PTP.
Fail!
Sorry, G-Dick.
That was the Torian Dollar.
And you are?
And I'm the Torian Dollar.
Yeah, and this is TTV episode, I forget. Someone help me.
Episode 15.
15. 15. Okay. 15. The number's in the title, Mesa. We just gotta look up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not on that window right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. On to the news.
Okay.
Yes, the news.
It's music time.
It's hero time. Oh, wait.
In the news this week, we have Harry Potter available for iOS. Winter is fast approaching in Ninja Go Land. Lego launches new Build Together site. Set review 7179 Vulcan Vapor. Happy Thanksgiving. Spectacular sales on Lego stuff. Frostburg appearing soon. Britcon coverage 2010 Part 1. Beware the Phantom Thieves. And Hero Factory 2011 said information revealed.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Hello, all. Fail at Pamela.
I know, right? Pamela, like, So I'm
just having a stroke?
Okay.
Yeah! And it's...
Someone get a defibrillator.
Let me see. What's interesting about the news?
Well, I don't know.
I'm
the Lego game for the iOS... No, that's kind of interesting. They did Lego Batman a while ago, but it was pretty pathetic.
Okay, there's the greatest. There's the greatest MOC ever in the BritCon thing. You guys have got to see it. It's underneath the section.
Oh, on the
Bricks of Character. It's a picture of Arnold.
On the Bricks of Arnold.
Don't Arnold Fornia.
Ah, great. I'd hate to live there, except I do live there. Dang it!
Not only is it Arnold, but it's Conan, which is just amazing.
Arnold Fornia. That's a pretty cool Spider-Mark.
Yeah, the Spartans are really good.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, I forgot his name. There's this down there in Big in Japan. There's that giant... It was in Toy Story 3. I forget his name. Like, it starts with, it's an anime character John Lasseter is a really big fan of. It's a giant, like, oval, gray oval, it looks like, in the mock. It's under Big in Japan. I forget his name, but he's a pretty popular character there.
It's not Domokan, is it? Domokan?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's not. That's...
Wow, with those Halo ones.
I know, right?
Yeah,
those Spartans are excellent. Awesome.
It's an energy sword, Zors. Yeah. Except, not really.
Shut up.
Go away, Elder.
I'm digging
that concert looks cool.
I'm digging the Yoda underneath the white Spartan on that picture. The Yoda that's kind of like up in the air. That is sweet.
Oh.
He's like, wee!
I know, right? The effect on the lightsaber is pretty amazing, too.
Is that?
Yeah, that was quite smart.
That was pretty creative.
Yeah.
I'm still liking the Artifornia, though. You can't go wrong.
The Artifornia!
I'm liking the little rat thing in the background behind the white Spartan. The name I can't remember.
I'm like on the front page.
Oh, is it the furries?
Furbies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that.
LOL. I was digging the picture on the article, the pirate ship kind of sinking in the ocean. That's cool. That's a great effect.
Yeah.
Do you know how that happened?
Which one is that? I don't see it.
You know how that happened?
How?
Came to.
Oh, I was gonna say something lame. Get ready for it. Yep, told you.
Aww. Why do you have to spoil everything?
Oh, wow! At the end with the I forgot the name of that show.
Fish tank. That's pretty cool.
Breaking news. Lead guitar member Best Dad has found.
Oh, I know the first.
Of Hero Factory 2011. Wait.
I was talking about the Full Metal Alchemist one.
Okay, I didn't see it. Oh,
thought it looked awesome. No also, one cares about that. That's awesome too at War of the Worlds.
That is epic.
Mm-hmm.
The news died.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no one cares about you.
So what
next up on the news? Hero Factory 2011 set info reveal.
Bye, Mr. Nerd.
Dear God, all the Gundam ones and the Mechagodzilla. Awesome.
Can we change up? Give me. I just want to go on to something a little more important. Why?
These are so interesting, though.
But I'm bored of them.
I'm bored of you.
LOL.
Right. Seriously, though, Hero Factory 2011 was credited to anyone.
Hero Factory.
No one cares.
No, it was
Hero Factory 2011 was credited to Hero Factory.
I was just about to say that.
No.
Time to love a shider through anything, the boss.
Hello, this is Hero Factory. That's a report in new Hero Factory 2011 set.
Let's see. Prices seem a bit higher. Are these going to be the impulse sets? $9 for $10?
Well, they've got like 30 pieces.
That's inaccurate pricing. Other sites have them for way cheaper. Amazon's just being crazy.
Amazon.
These are going to be the same.
A lot of individual parts, though. I wouldn't be surprised if they're a little more expensive.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Even if they are, though, it's worth it, in my opinion, because bendable limbs, finally.
What appears
to be.
What is that? You know, it's just a buildable action figure without bendable limbs.
Sliders.
Look at 2001.
Yeah.
They had bendable limbs on the Rahi.
Yeah, on the Rahi, the $20, no, like the $50 sets that no one bought because everyone was too ate up with the Toa.
What, the Toa had gear action with, you know, that axe that can blow away
and
anything.
And arms and legs made out of rigor mortis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were stiff.
You could just turn it.
Natural Blast, Metanicopy.
It's Natural Blast! He looks amazing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sure.
He looks like... He looks like the nuke... Oh, wait, no. Not Nitro Blast.
He looks like...
I was thinking a Jetbug, but no. Nitro Blast looks... He looks like the new Explode.
Yeah. He's cooler. Yeah.
Fire Lord is a very big disappointment to me.
I will use those feet on Bionicle pieces, I swear.
Fire Lord has a really cheesy name.
Oh,
all right. I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he has
if he has his power with ice, then that would be really interesting.
That would be really funny.
Yep.
You know, everybody goes up and gears up to go against Fire Lord, and he just shoots ice at them, freezes them all.
Yeah.
All
right. You know what? Despite his name, he makes up for it with two lava sliders on his neck.
But those look fail.
I know. Oh, Drilldozer.
The only good thing about him is...
There's Drilldozer!
I kind of like him.
He looks...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Mainly because he has a drill in the piece that I don't have yet, but okay.
Drilldozer looks much better than he used to.
Except, yeah. You know, he's
he looks worse than he used to me.
Shut up,
I agree.
He looks better. He still looks bad, but he looks better than he did before.
Yeah.
Drilldozer
is
still
for the random spike.
Pretty good looking.
He's one tough cookie, so watch out!
Wait, what?
Okay. LJ's on a roll with corny jokes today, guys.
Oh my goodness, it actually says that. Alright, I instantly hate that.
It's in the description.
I hate that.
How is that a corny joke when that's in the description?
I hate it.
What's a corny joke?
He's one tough cookie. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
It's not a joke. That is in the that's in the description. So it says, he's one tough cookie.
I realized that the first time you said it after the, you know, not the random 15th time you said it.
But... Seriously, I'm not fond of him. My favorite has to be Jetbug.
Jetbug looks amazing.
Jetbug's so, like, I want him now.
No, he's like...
Jetbug's like Krika from 08.
Yeah.
That's like the only one I have.
Actually, I'd say he's more like a yellow Corroder. It's like,
yeah.
Prepare to say goodbye, heroes!
Well,
he has two lava shiners on his back as a jetpack.
Oh no!
By that comparison, I didn't mean as in set like. I meant as in like.
I know.
Want like I want this.
Yeah. But actually, yeah, Messi, you're right. It actually looks like you know. I guess you could say Jetbug has lava sliders on his back, except that doesn't really work. It doesn't flow.
Yeah.
Not as good as Rudder.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So.
What else?
News.
I laugh how we never touched on the heroes.
Yeah.
Well, no one likes the heroes.
Well, I will say.
But there's purple and not a green. Maybe.
Stormer looks pretty cool.
Well, I will say that Evo's yellow and purple is.
Bruno has those.
I like
Bruno has those like goggles.
Yeah, they're like.
Bruno's ugly.
Bruno looks kind of weird.
I don't really like the goggles. I'm not digging the goggles, but.
Those will really help for like steampunk in the season and whatnot.
At least Bruno looks pretty cool.
Go ahead. I mean, they're cool mocking pieces, but they don't fit Inferno.
No, they don't. Considering they're different colors from what the heroes are.
Yeah.
Evo looks cool, too.
Evo's yellow and purple. Even though those are contrasting colors, it's still pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's excellent. About time we got someone usable theme like that.
Yeah.
Purple,
people. Buy him up.
He's a fan of the Lakers.
Hello.
Yeah. What's that, GJ?
Do they have new heads?
Yes.
Looks like
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
I'm not sure what's with Evil's helmet attachments. You know, those things down in his cheeks.
Yeah. They look like a smoke screen or a gas mask or something. But that can't
except
be
true. Except they're missing his mouth.
Yeah.
But it says it's a gas mask. But the
no, they're like Mr. T chops, just for robots.
What?
No, he's just got cheese grater on his face.
I guess he pities a fool who tries to steal his fuel.
Am I the only one who thinks Furno's cool?
Yeah, you are, JJ.
I think Furno's okay, but he's not that awesome.
Yeah.
I think the previous Furno set was much better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the goggles off and just replace them with one of the other attachments.
Yeah. Especially the pork chops from Eva.
Yeah. But, you know, I think, he definitely isn't as cool as the Furno of this year. The Furno of this year was like, take that, you monster! But, yeah. No, just no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I definitely, definitely hate Breeze.
Yes!
Cannot stand this one.
Yeah. They took away her cool weapon from the prototypes and gave her these.
These things!
Like, for some reason, Breeze of this year actually kind of looked like female to me for some reason.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I don't know why, and then this set looks absolutely nothing like a female.
She pities
like
a fool!
It's funny because Breeze is like my fourth favorite set because of the...
Wait, okay, I can do it. I can do it!
You can do it!
No!
What are you spazzing about, LJ?
Alright.
Oh.
You just randomly started bursting out. So, I can do it!
A little confused.
Surge looks interesting. He looks kind of like a
Surge has a gun. That's cool.
Sniper rifle. Right.
I'm liking his right shoulder armor. I think it's kind of cool. Asymmetrical for the win.
Yeah.
His right shoulder armor is the same one that Jet.
If they have a TV series, I hope they use the sniper rifles actually right.
I think Surge's asymmetrical stuff, but I'm not entirely sure about that white. It just might be taking it a bit too far. We'll see anyway.
Yeah, well, I never liked Mark Surge, and I don't think he's going to be any better as a sniper.
Yeah.
Hey, what did happen to Bulk and Stringer?
Let's just say Stringer pointed at the obvious for the last time.
That's funny. Spoiler alert, Snape kills Stringer and Rudder.
I've heard rumor that they're gonna appear in the first half of 2011. Like I said, that's rumor, but you know I don't. Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Bulk wasn't in it because he was in the Bulk and Vapor set.
You would have.
Dude, I'm.
Before we move on, I want to say one thing about Surge.
What?
Who said we were moving on?
I think these boxes are obviously still kind of preliminary because they don't have piece count.
Yeah.
And everything on the.
Plus, they're the same as this year's.
You're hoping the white.
White will be taken from Surge.
I agree. And I really
Me too.
I really hope.
Well, it's okay, actually. I don't think it's that bad.
I really hope they make, like, another Jimmy Stringer set, because Jimmy Stringer is, like, my favorite hero.
I'm a Bulk again. Bulk's my favorite hero.
I just read his description. It's not even a gun, it's a spear shoot.
What?
Spears are better than guns.
Lies and slander.
Come on. That was
stupid. No gun.
Lego's trying to avoid the all the gun issue way too much here.
Yeah.
Spear shooting. Yeah.
Give him a bloody Barrett 50 cal, would you?
Yeah. Sawed off.
AK-47.
Nah, not an AK. Barrett 50 cal. So
sawed off shotgun.
Move on.
Attention, Surge! Deep Space Tanker Station 22 is under attack by the Fire Lord! And a band of hot-headed...
There's really nothing else to talk about, so let's...
Yeah, let's please move on.
A hot topic! And there's nothing to talk about on the hot topics either.
Yeah, there's not.
I love it, you hot topics!
but shout out to...
Hot topics.
Well, there is Deadpool, and Deadpool is epic one.
Yeah, but...
Deadpool is just awesome.
It's kind of a good OC. Anyway. I have a shout out to make.
They ruined him in X-Men Origins, though, which is sad. But
yeah. We must be having a slow posting day or something.
Yeah,
everything's really slow.
So before we kill each other, let's make a shout out.
I would like to make a shout out. Actually, a couple of people here with me would like to make a shout out to Tom Etcher Defender. We're glad to hear you're recovering. In case of those listening who don't know, Tom Etcher Defender had something wrong with his heart and his chest. I think his sternum and his ribcage was crushing his heart, right? And he made the recovery, and he posted today on his blog, and he said November the 8th he went into surgery and came out, and they did a good job on the surgery and whatever, and he's really recovering. So I'd like to make a shout out to him. Good job. I'm recovering. Just hang in there, and we'll be praying for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great to hear you, buddy.
Yeah, great to hear it, man.
Oh, look, Tom Defender was the leader of the red team during the card that...
The one that started IBZP.
No one cares.
I started IBZP. What are you talking about?
Meso kept on telling me that it was because of the card fad that IBZP ever came about.
I told you that because the card fad brought everyone together as friends.
Yeah,
I
still don't know what to deal with that card fad. I'm still in the dark about it. I saw it when I first came.
The card fad was basically just a trick to get us all to join Kenobi Journals. Wow.
Yeah, the card fad basically got shut down by.
shut down my flight.
Shut down my flying! What about fly?
Yes, sir.
My rotor.
It's Loader! My black stick to crack.
I think that's what you just stopped talking about.
Okay, anyways. Back on track, everybody. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving before Tom goes on spaz attack. He has to re-edit all of his clips together.
The card fad was basically just a banner fad where you put like a little thing in your SIG where it's like a picture of all the cards you've collected, and you found the cards by searching around Bionicle communities, even some from other websites. By the way, that just reminded me, Kanoe Journal broke the rules of that because they listed some unnamed websites that were not allowed to post on BZ Power.
Oh. Yeah.
We interrupt this podcast for breaking news. Kanohi Journal, the leading Bionicle e-magazine, is waiting for you to read them right now. So, after this episode of this podcast is over, you are done listening to the derptasticness of people like LJ and others. Then you can go there, and you can enjoy their news and, you know, be cool and such. So keep listening. We don't want you to go anywhere yet. Then you go listen to them. I mean, read them, you know. Why is this so hard? Why can't I make an advertisement?
So, yeah. And then also, of course, it was just a big advertisement to join the contest in the end. And we all got very angry.
So, yeah. And so what happened if you collected all the cards, though? It just came off a big thing and said, go to KenobiJournal.com.
We opened a briefcase. There was this big briefcase. Remember?
Yeah, there was like a code, and you use it to open the briefcase or whatever.
So it was all like that part off of the story.
Because it was split into like red team and blue team. So whatever team found the last card first would send the code over to like the person, whoever was hosting, I don't remember. And they would open a briefcase and be like, ah, you have opened a briefcase. I'll go to KenobiJournal.com and enter our contest because we're cool.
So,
congratulations.
So,
you have just collected.
Your prize is to enter a contest.
So it's basically like that part off of the Christmas story where it's like, drink more Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You have just won the contest. Now please enter your email, credit card information, and
social security number.
And your phone number.
Social security number, bank account number, bank account passwords, any internet passwords you may use at some time.
And we need some of your DNA.
That's kind of scary, but okay. Yeah, no thanks.
So, yeah.
We're going to turn you into a super soldier called a Spartan, send you out to fight evil aliens from other planets while using your clone to cover up for your body at home.
Oh, sign me
which
up
will
for
slowly
that.
Deteriorate. Which will slowly deteriorate until you die at age 12. And your parents will cry to sleep, and then you're going to still be alive while your parents think you're dead. Isn't that happy?
Yes. It's very cute.
Okay.
And so G. Jacob's removed from the thaw.
Anyway, what's next?
Comic Maker Spotlight wants LJ can get some oxygen in his body.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to start the music.
All right.
Okay, so me and Kahinu, who we will be going putting the Comic Maker Spotlight Protoss General. He joined the 11th of June 2000 and racked up 1,126 posts in that time. So, okay, so we joined the, we clicked the topic, ruining your childhood in so many ways. Cool story. But, okay, let's see. We see giant flames, Beauty and the Beast, and we see, like, crossed hands.
Swords. The title's a bit off-center, actually, if you look at it.
Yeah, I noticed that. We see...
I don't know if it's supposed to be like that, or it's just, you know, error.
Yeah. So we see a bunch of weapon guys with weapons, and...
Yes.
Generic.
At the bottom, there's one sprite that stands out, and that's because it's a sprite from old video game. It looks like either Final Fantasy or like Dragon Quest. I don't really know. I'm not an expert in those games, but it looks like it came from there. I don't know what that's doing there.
Yeah.
It looks kind of out of place. It's all the tri-shaded and four-shaded sprites.
Precisely. Okay, so as I'm trying to do more often, we're gonna review the first and the recent, most recent comic. So first comic, you see here, it's all gray and white except for like, you know, some flash of color. And I think, you know, that's kind of interesting. But it's
a nice graphical style.
Mm-hmm. It's very small though, but yeah. You know, it kind of tells the story of how this begins. And oh, of course, here we go. He may have been a nerd in real life, but on World of Warcraft, he was the top dog. No one could stand before him. He believed he was unstoppable. He became arrogant and proud. And he fights the dust. I kind of like that. So yeah, basically it's
Basically it's about this guy who plays World of Warcraft excessively until his aunt comes one day and she finds him playing, and you know, and so she thinks he's playing too much, so he turns him into she transports him inside his computer, so he's trapped inside his computer until further notice, until he learns how to quote unquote act civilized.
Oh, I see. That's creative.
Yeah. It's definitely an interesting premise. You know, not a generic studio comic or anything. It's, yeah, it's very original.
Yeah, I for a lot of power comics.
Yes.
I think it's more of a plot-based comic series, but
yes.
You know, you can just go to the first comic. It's like the McInnes Chronicles. It is plot-based, and, you know, some people might find it hard to keep track, but, you know, like I said before, some people like...
I don't think this will be as much as plot-based as the McInnes Chronicles, so it seems a bit more lighthearted, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
All right.
So, okay, so graphics on this, you know, made in paint. I'm very intrigued at how he, right off the bat, saves in PNG. He enlarges his sprites so they're easier to see, and he makes it easy to
actually, I think he did some of it in game. You can see that when his aunt tries to trap inside the computer, there's a GIMP effect. I don't know what it's called, but he used that one effect that you can only get for game. The backgrounds, some of them are pretty good, but there's the forest one, it's not working with me. It just looks, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really... Very poorly made, but
yeah, poorly made, hand drawn.
It's his first comic, so we're gonna give him well.
It contrasts every other background in this comic.
Yeah. Again,
the other backgrounds look pretty well done, but
yeah,
that one background just irks me.
Yeah, personal opinion. So.
Yeah, it's only personal opinion, of course, but
yeah, we don't.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay, so let's go to the most recent comic.
Comic 17.
Yeah, and I first see this and I'm going, well, this is an amazing improvement. I'm quite impressed. It's in color.
Okay, yes. The background is a map of some sort. It might be a World of Warcraft map, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. Should be, though, since this whole thing's frozen on World of Warcraft. Nice texture on the floor. The sort of gravelish
thing
you have. It's pretty interesting.
Of course, the wall is plain, but, you know, that's expected with walls. There's not much you can do with a wall except put a few pictures here, put a window there, maybe put the blood splatter there. I don't know.
Yeah, indeed. Let's see.
The dead remains of Tom. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah.
The effects have improved.
Somewhat.
There's a slight glow at the end of the yellow guy's spear. Some more GIMP effects. The background has it seems to have a tear in it later on when you get to the thing of the jail. It's a tear with a wall background behind. But yeah, it looks pretty well done. Except for those, again, this is more personal opinion. But there are three bricks just floating there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't look like they're torn or anything. So, you know, might want to consider either covering that up or making that a bare tear. Or,
yes,
you know,
seem a little
it
bit
just
warm.
Looks, it just yeah, looks really. Kind of out of place there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I really like this last panel. You know, in the right up there, you see this foot of, I guess, the quote-unquote beast here. And then in the foreground, background and stuff, you see everything else is blurred, so it gives you kind of like this foot, it's right there, and everything else is in the background. Really like how he did this, and it seems it gives it kind of an ominous
feel. It's a movie trick. It has to do with refocusing the thing, so you can actually see what's in the foreground and what's in the background at the same time.
Yeah. But yeah, very nice. So graphics are fair. They can definitely use improvement. But
they're pretty good. The text is actually pretty easy to read. Even though it's sometimes bright, the background is so like dark and muddy that you can easily read all the text that's in this. So I had no problem at all reading what happened. Mm-hmm. What was going on throughout the whole comic.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's wrap this up now. Definitely have to say that the pros of this comic series is that he has a very easy-to-follow plot. He has something very original. The graphics seem to be fair, and I'm really eager to see where this would go if I come back here. Because it definitely grabs your attention, because, you know, you might not think this is going to be anything spectacular, but it really does have an imaginative plot, and it does seem to have some basis off of the original Disney film, Beauty and the Beast.
The premise I have to give props to the premise, because I think it's almost one of the most original ones I've seen so far. Mm-hmm. Someone is trapped inside his computer. That was really original.
Yeah. But,
in my opinion.
You know, there are always pros and cons, so the cons this would probably be, you know, a little bit of sloppy work with
some of the graphics seem.
Of the tears in the bit, walls.
Yes, background. You might want to try shadows. I mean, this one isn't as much as a con, but you might want to try it, especially like in the last panel with the giant foot, because that would have, you know, like shadow of the giant beast, that would have maybe have a bigger impact. Again, that's another personal opinion, but. It's just a suggestion you might want to try that next time.
Yeah. So anyway, yep, looks good. Check out the Beauty and the Beast, ruining your childhood in so many ways. And that's the Comic Maker Spotlight.
All right.
Oh boy. All right. So now we have the MOCS section. The MOC section. And if you excuse the dog in the background, if you have a dog bark. There it is. Today on the MOC Spotlight, we have from Aretha, or Aretha. I always have trouble with pronunciation names. So we have Toa Deconix, finally finished with all six. Not sure what he means by that, but I guess he's in a group. And he says a couple of days ago, he decided to buy a set with a lot of sand and metallic blue pieces in it, which would be the Super Battle Droid, and he decided to make an MOC out of it. Custom torso, custom leg design, first MOC to have those. And he said this MOC's element is crystalline crystal light, protodermis, base element is magnetism. And as a Kanoe, he has a Picari. And it's a really, really cool MOC, mainly due to the metallic blue. Because you don't ever see...
Yeah, the metallic blues. Metallic blues are a very nice touch. It's not as well balanced as it could be, but very nice nevertheless.
So the weapon on this MOC is interesting. It kind of reminds me of like Rudakids or whatever, where it's got like the... It's a weapon with a Rutuka attached to it.
Yeah, a bit blocky and... Kind of a bit messy, but the concept's pretty good.
Yeah, the legs are terrific. I don't know, the only thing I don't like on the legs are down by the ankles and the back of the feet. It's just,
they're unnecessary parts there.
If it was just the monofeet, I think it would be okay.
Not sure what's the deal with that, but the rest is pretty good. Especially the knee sides, the plates on there, very nice touch.
Yeah, at first, I thought this had a Pohatu 2001 hand, but apparently it's like some kind of arm blaster on the left side, which is okay.
Yeah, that's a bit like on the...
Trinuma.
Yeah.
And all in all, it's pretty cool MOC. On the bottom of the arms, I don't know. It works as the pearl blue pieces, but it just sticks out a wee bit too much. And the...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to think. Go ahead.
Yeah, I go try and avoid the use of just plain flat technic pieces in open areas. They're not very shapely, and they kind of make things just very flat. It's not the best for looks.
Yeah.
You're gonna need smoother plates for things like that, especially on the chest. We're looking at not the right sort of flow there.
The chest needs to be more curved, especially up
yeah.
on the top part of it. Because it's like, it looks like, I don't know, shelvy, if that's even a word, shelvy.
Yeah.
It's like looking at a piece of rock strata,
which
doesn't really work. I'm also not sure what to think about the transparent red parts on the back.
Nice touch. Just as they are. I think overall, the black in random spots tends to break things up a bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Kind of loses the color consistency.
Instead of,
and there's not much layering going on there.
Yeah, instead of black, which, I don't know. Do those pieces exist in the light blue? I know the hips do. Yeah, the arms do too. I'm pretty sure they do. But yeah, anyway, that's about the only complaints I have against this MOC. Anything else you want to add?
It's pretty interesting all in all. Just some color issues, and I'd say shaping in the body and all. But yeah, that's about it.
Yep. So that's it for Toa Deconex by Aretha. And again, kudos for using the metallic pearl blue, whatever color it is.
Beautiful color.
Even I don't have any of that. And next MOC from Toa Balta, number 3, is Toa of Plasma. And he says he just named it that because he doesn't have any good names or anything. And there's two versions of this MOC in this topic. And I'm pulling up a picture of both of them just to kind of find the difference. And the difference is in white versus black. And of course, I'm pretty sure the canonical color for Plasma is white and orange, right?
I'm not sure, actually. Just let me go to Bionicle Sector.
Yeah.
I'll check.
But on this MOC, it's really, really bulky. I'll take some advice I used for last week on the Bionicle Spartan with a Mata foot on the chest, kind of sticking out. It doesn't really work for legs either. So,
This is from Bionicle Sector. In the Matoran universe, Plasma is often represented with the color orange. No other colors are mentioned. So I guess white works.
Yeah, because plasma is like secondary. Super heated material, and like white fire is like super, super hot or whatever. So the MLC is very, very bulky, which I don't know if it works for plasma or not, because we don't have a basis.
I think the bulk is just slightly strangely managed.
Yeah.
Because you've got very wide shoulders, but the torso doesn't really match the width of the shoulders.
Yeah.
It should go wider.
The obscurity of the armor is something else too. Like on the especially the legs is the first thing that catches my eye. Both upper and lower legs, and feet are basic, so I'll just leave those alone because I'd use the feet anytime. But the upper and lower legs, like I was saying from the Master or the Bionicle Spartan last week, the Mata feet don't really work on the legs either. I guess unless you inverted them and made the rotated them around so that the socket was more near the feet, because it would go for a bell bottom effect.
Yeah.
But it's...
I'm actually familiar with the technique. I think Darth Vader invented it.
Yeah.
Very cleverly integrates the foot into the lower leg.
Yeah.
I think that's the only case I've seen it work well.
Mm-hmm. And it's strange too, because he uses the bell bottom piece from 2009 and from this year from Hero Factory, I suppose, because it was from Hero Factory. He used those on the upper legs, which is weird.
I think it works reasonably well, actually. It does create a bit of a strange effect, but I think with a bit of work on the lower legs, on the top of the tips of the lower legs, that could actually go somewhere quite interesting.
Oh, yes. But on the, I don't know, it's just weird to me on the upper legs, because, like, if he tried to, I don't know, close his legs together, the armor would, like, clink, and I don't know. It's strange.
Yeah.
It's strange in my eye. The arms are okay. I like the tubing on the arms. I don't know, it just looks cool. But if there was other tubing elsewhere on the body, it would work a bit better.
The arms are a bit disjointed.
Yeah.
The elbows kind of stick out.
On the chest, the four-toed Inuka foot, I would suggest flipping that around so that the four toes are pointing towards the head and not towards the bottom, because then it looks kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, on the right underneath the shoulders, the piece that's holding those together, shouldn't be gray. Less gray on this MOC, like on the arms, that the Hordika neck piece right there. But anyway, yeah, less gray, better armor on things. I do like the shoulders, though. I'm always a fan of the plate segmented, kind of hanging over pauldrons. Anyway, overall, I like this MOC. Maybe a different mask other than the Noble, what's it called? But other than that, I like it. Noble Huna, that's it.
At least, yeah. I think overall, the shaping is actually decent in Goju's places. Torso's reasonably good. Shoulders don't exactly match the rest.
No,
but arms, they do jump out at the elbows. But I like the lower legs and... the upper legs, sorry. The lowers don't work.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I think the shaping's going somewhere good. And the colors are pretty well managed, apart from a few odd spots.
Yeah, I'd agree. So there's Toa of Plasma by Toa Balta number 3. And since this went on a bit longer than expected, I guess we need to wrap that up.
Yeah, cool, though.
Yeah. As Var said, that made my segment look like a tic-tac.
I still say you're one.
But tic tacs are long.
Yeah.
Tic tacs are very small.
Tic tacs are long? What kind of tic tacs have you been eating?
An employees?
Anyway, I guess that about wraps this episode up.
Yep.
Maybe kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
About artwork.
So, yeah. I'm Messinac.
I'm Varderan.
I'm LJ.
I'm Tom.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Bricky.
That's Kotori Jaller over there.
Yeah, this was
perfect. Outro was perfect until that point.
I know, right?
Yeah, and this is TCP episode 15.
See ya, folks.
See ya next week.
Bye. Drill the wizard.
Well, the episode is over. You've had your moments of laughter, your moments of crying, your moments of joy and shame and tears and laughter. I said laughter twice, didn't I? Oh well. Well, now you can go check out Bionicle stuff, like Kanohi Journal, the leading Bionicle e-magazine. This will be the last derping for this episode, but when the next episode's out, get your laughs ready. So yeah, go check out the Kanohi Journal and, then listen to us again and post and do stuff.